Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed
Saturday night, and the mood is and the mood is right. I'm Mac, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line, William Rameau, Willa Boy. What's going on, man?
Not much, you know. Gonna have some fun, show you how it's done.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
GIS right here.
Saturday night fever up here. Hey, man. What's going on?
No, I'm just watching the Knicks.
Yeah, I'm watching some football. The Cowboys are beating up on the damn Philadelphia Eagles right now. Cowboys are up by 20 points now. It's 27-7 in the third quarter.
That should be the title for all the Phillies teams.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm not a Cowboy fan, so, but I'm rooting for them to beat the Eagles because, you know, these days I don't like Philadelphia. You know, I saw my Yankees beat the Phillies after the Phillies were talking a lot of trash. And, of course, the Eagles beat the Giants, you know, last year in the playoffs. So, these days, I'm not a big fan of Philadelphia. So, I'm rooting the Cowboys on in this first round. But next round, I want the Cowboys to lose.
It's back to business as usual.
Back to business, exactly. But I know you're excited because, you know, your Jets won today.
Yeah, it's good,
beat
man.
Those man. Damn Birds, Bengals.
Yep.
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, we shut them up 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
We got to keep it up. We might face either the Colts or the Chargers.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw this, but I think Ocho Cinco is crying after the game.
No, I didn't see that.
Like, he was hugging one of his teammates.
Wait, he was... Oh, repeat what you said. I'm sorry.
He was hugging one of his teammates, and it looked like he was crying.
Yeah, I did see that. Like,
you saw that, right?
He was resting on somebody like if he was a little kid or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, wow, Chad Johnson is crying? After all the trash talking this guy does? Wow, I couldn't believe that. Hey, the Jets went out there, they did what they had to do, you know. They beat a team that really isn't, I mean, the Bengals aren't a great team. They weren't a great team all year. They're a good enough team, you know. They're not on the Colts or Chargers level, so next week the Jets will either face the Colts or the Chargers. So good luck to you guys next week.
Thanks, we're gonna need it again.
But whatever, remember,
facing the Colts.
Whichever team you guys face next week, I mean, they're not the Bengals now. The Colts are not the Bengals. The Chargers are not the Bengals. So you guys gotta be ready.
Right. And you know they definitely want to kick our butts after they're getting all that heat from beating you know. After we end their streak, after they pull out.
Oh, yeah, they want revenge
for
that.
All the starters, you know.
Yeah.
In the third quarter.
And, you know, Peyton Manning just won MVP, so he's looking to destroy someone right now.
Yeah, he definitely wants to put another ring on his finger.
Yep. So that'll be good if it is Jets versus Colts next week.
Yeah,
but,
definitely be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And there's still some games tomorrow. I can't think of them, but today's games were the best, though.
Definitely.
Tomorrow's games, you know, probably take a look at the. I'll probably take a look at the Ravens Patriots, but that's about it. I mean, the Packers Cardinals. I mean, who the hell wants to watch that?
Unless you live in Arizona and Minnesota.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get to some celebrity news, man. Another female celebrity off the market.
What was it this time?
Can you guess?
Give me a clue.
Her name started with a K.
Kim Kardashian?
No. Nope.
What?
Although she's currently dating Reggie Bush, but no. She's not off the market yet, you know. Officially.
It's not Kate Hudson again.
No, not Kate Hudson.
But
it does start with Kate.
You start with a Kate, you said?
Kate, yeah.
So our first name is Kate.
Kate. Last name P.
With a P, you say?
Yeah, her last name starts with a P.
What, Price?
Who?
Price?
No.
Let me think. Katy Perry. Right, I remember now.
Katy Perry,
right.
She got married to that British comedian, Russell
Brand. They got engaged.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they got engaged. But they're going to be... Wait, I heard they are secretly wed or something.
Nah, hey,
didn't they?
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, probably right.
And I heard now she might be having a baby now with him. So, another female celebrity off the market, man.
Yep.
Seems like every female celebrity that we like, they're either going to get married or have a baby.
I guess you're hot and you're cold.
For real. And my favorite girl right now, Hayden Panettiere, who stars in my favorite show, Heroes, I heard that she's dating like a 7-foot guy, 7-foot hockey guy, and she's only like 4 foot or something like that. Like, she's a tiny girl, and she's dating,
yeah.
like,
She was recently dating her co-star, Milo Barajarama.
Oh, Ventolimo? Ventolimo.
Yeah, I forget. How you spell it? I probably just...
Ventolimo. I don't know how to spell it, but, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know.
But they broke up, like, months ago.
Yeah, hey, you can't keep up with the celebrities, you know. 1 week, you know. One celebrity dating this person, next week they're dating somebody else.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm gonna look on the news and I'm gonna see you dating her next week.
Yeah, Rihanna now, she's off the market now. She's dating LA Dodger.
Bloney. Yeah, Jim Bloney. No, Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp, what are you talking about?
Right, Matt Kemp. Hey, yeah, Dodger. I knew it was a Dodger. I just said the wrong
one. Yeah, she's dating Matt Kemp. So, yeah, a lot of these are female celebrities, man. One day I want to date a female celebrity. I want to date maybe Jill Wagner or Megan Fox or Aubrey O'Day. Because think about it. We're normal guys. But, I mean, we could have a chance at a female celebrity.
Yeah, but I think we'd have a better shot at being a celebrity ourselves.
But I mean, if you have confidence in yourself, I mean, you don't need money or anything. If you have confidence in yourself, I mean, you could find a female celebrity and try to, you know, date her.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is true. It is an uphill battle. I mean, it's
yeah, but I mean,
if you were a celebrity, but yeah, you're right. You never know.
I mean, you never know. I mean, these female celebrities, it's easy to find them. I mean, they're on Twitter, Facebook. All you need to do is send them a message.
Yeah,
you know?
They're not that easy to, you know.
Well, I've talked to a couple. You know, I've talked to a couple of female celebrities, but, you know, of course, you know, nothing has really happened, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to know them.
Exactly. There's one female celebrity I really like, Christine O'Sullivan, remember?
Right, yeah.
She was on Just for Last Gags.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
A British prank show. You know, I sent her a couple of messages, and, you know, she added me, but, you know, nothing ever happened from that.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta get to know them. Right?
Yeah. And plus, she's all the way in the UK anyway, so there's no way I'm going to, you know, be able to date her.
Yeah, that would be extremely long distant relationship if there would be something that would happen. You know?
Unless I moved to the UK.
You willing to go over there soon?
If she promised me sex? If she gives me that promise, I'm out of here.
I guess this will be the last episode of
IMAC.
Of
IMAC. Or I might do IMAC from UK. Who knows?
That's what you're going to call it. IMAC in UK. The sequel.
Although, like, if I host a show, I mean, there might be some serious charges on my phone bill.
Oh, yeah, right. Will you accept this collect call from New York?
From IMAC.
From IMAC.
No, but, I mean, you know, hey, if you have confidence, I mean, you could try to get a female celebrity. But, yeah, like you said, it's hard. Because, you know, you have to be a celebrity yourself and you have to have money, so. Cause that's who these female celebrities generally go for. They go for other celebrities.
Yeah, whether they're, you know, actors or athletes. And
yeah.
Tycoons, you know, those type of people.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, I mean, there are exceptions.
Yeah.
Like you know.
Oh well, I mean, at least we could keep dreaming, right?
What you said?
At least we could keep dreaming.
Yep.
In our dreams, you know.
Yeah.
Man.
Right about that.
Oh, man. In other news, right now the late night wars is getting real ugly. It looks like NBC's going to put Jay Leno back at the 11:35 slot. You heard about this, right?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Because, you know, he's not I heard the affiliates for NBC are complaining that Leno's ratings are a bad lead-in for the news.
Yep.
So it looks like they're going to put him back at the 11:35 slot. And basically, his show's going to be a half an hour. And then Conan's going to follow at midnight. So, yeah, it's not look. I hear that Leno and Conan aren't very happy about this. But this is Leno's fault. Because if Leno, remember a few years ago, when Leno said that he he would give Conan his time slot when a few years come. And then when they decide, when NBC decides to give Conan the time slot, Jay Leno didn't really want to leave.
Yeah.
You know, he regretted that he said that. And now, you know, he's doing bad in ratings. It looks like NBC's going to move him back, and now he's not happy about that. So it's complicated right now.
Yeah,
and so Conan has been getting his ass kicked by Letterman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Letterman's, like, averaging, what, like, over 4 million viewers each night, and Conan's averaging, like, I don't know, close to 3 million. So he's getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, man, it all goes back to, like, you know, we talked about it when he first made the move. To me, Conan lost his swagger, you know.
Yeah.
And his edginess once he left New York.
Exactly, man.
Because, you know, you're in L.A., you know, with the bright lights. And, I mean, and, you know, there's a lot of fake people out in L.A., you know, from what I hear, you know.
Yeah.
So. And you don't have that edginess, the realness of New York.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I think that's what he lost. I mean, you know, they don't appreciate his jokes over there.
Yeah. I mean, the people who watch it, I mean, they were... It's an older audience that watches that time slot, you know. They're used to Jay Leno, not Conan,
yeah.
Who, you know, whose humor... Conan has more of a kind of like a childish humor, kind of.
Yeah, exactly, right.
You know, remember his bits from his old show, Masturbating Bear... Triumph, the insult dog.
Preparation H. Raymond.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, he had great characters, but, you know, he has a different demographic, you know, in Leno's time. Leno's crowd is more of a highbrow, Saturday Night Live, you know, kind of sophisticated kind of crowd.
Yep, yeah. And, you know, hopefully now that they're moving him back to Midnight, you know, maybe he'll be able to do those bits again. Who knows?
Hopefully.
You know?
It is kind of awkward, you know, Leno going back to his 35, his 11:35 time slot, and he's...
Well, he's coming back?
That's the rumor, that he might be coming back.
How about Conan?
Yeah.
And Conan would be going back to Midnight, which would be...
Back his old time?
Well, it'd be a half hour earlier than Conan used to do, but it's kind of weird.
It'd be better than what they're doing now.
It'd be, well, I mean... Yeah.
By the way, people, that girl that you hear in the background, that's our producer.
Yeah, that's our producer in the background. Two cents right there. But yeah, hey, they might as well try it. I mean, it's weird having a comedy show for half an hour.
Yeah.
A late night comedy show.
But I hope, you
we'll
know.
We'll pay you later.
But
yeah,
I hear Conan, I mean, he you know, Fox is looking to pursue him. If he decides not to stay, then he could go to Fox if he wants.
Yeah, he might. Who knows?
Yeah. And then you might have a Conan versus Leno versus Letterman.
Wow, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, it would.
Because there was rumors that Leno might leave NBC and go to ABC.
Yeah, I heard that too. But that never happened.
Yeah, but we should wait and see how that, you know, turns out.
Yeah. Yeah, these days I watch, the only late night show I watch is, sometimes I watch The Daily Show, sometimes I watch Colbert Report, but most nights I watch Nightline and Kimmel.
Yeah, those shows are fun. Daily Show and Kimmel. Those shows are not Kimmel. Daily Show, not Kimmel. Daily Show and Colbert. Those shows are funny. Daily Show, I always watch that.
Yeah,
all the time.
Is the producer saying Kimmel sucks?
Yeah, I believe our producer is saying Kimmel sucks as we speak.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not a bad show, you know. He is funny sometimes. They do have the security guard, the Mexican security guard.
Oh, yeah,
Guillermo.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not a bad show.
Yeah, our producer just said he is funnier than Kimmel. They should give him the job. Which I agree with that.
He's not worthy of a job.
moving on. The big news in sports was this past week was Gilbert Arenas getting suspended for the whole season indefinitely by the NBA for his for bringing multiple guns to the locker room, and for making gun gestures during a warm-up game before a game. During the warm-ups before the game. So the NBA suspended him for his behavior and his actions, and it looks like this guy won't be back with the Wizards next year.
Aren't they paying him a lot of money?
They are paying this guy a lot, but I mean, the owner doesn't tolerate that kind of behavior. Remember, they used to be called the Bullets.
No, yeah, that's true.
And they changed their name because, I don't know, there's a lot of crime in D.C. or something, so they changed the name Bullets to Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Arenas, he's not taking it seriously. He's making a joke out of it right now.
Yeah, and the day he came back after the incident, he's doing gun signs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like as if he's like Cactus Jack or something.
Yeah, making believe he's shooting his teammates, and you know it's not funny.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, like I said, this team they used to be called the Bullets.
Yeah.
And they changed their name because of the negative, you know, connotations associated with the that name. So.
Yeah.
For him to be, you know, be doing gun gestures and bringing guns to the locker room, that it's not right.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why Colt 45 turned their names into the Astros decades ago also.
Who? Colt 45?
Yeah, that used to be the name of the Astros.
Oh!
Into the league.
Oh!
And then they changed it for the same reason like you said.
Oh,
for the
okay.
Bullets and Wizards.
Well, I never knew that.
Yeah, they came into the league. They were one of the expansion teams.
Oh, wow.
Around the same time, you know, Mets and Twins came into the league.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, man, I think he deserves it. The Wizards should release him for that.
Yeah, but they're gonna be paying them a lot of money.
Well, hey, I mean, the guy hasn't been really doing that. He's been injured too the last several years for the Wizards.
Oh yeah, they signed to that albatross of a contract, like $100 million.
Yeah,
I mean, Arenas is a good player, but he's not that great.
I mean, like I wouldn't mind having him on the Knicks though. I mean, he could shoot.
Well, yeah,
you know,
he's a good player.
He could score, but I mean, sometimes he's a goofball. And I hear the other guy, Crittenden, Javaris Crittenden, who supposedly had a gun. I heard that he's being investigated.
Well, he should be. He should be suspended indefinitely. You know, most likely for the rest of the year with Arenas.
Yeah, both of them. Like we said last week, man, they're getting ready for that video game, that Western video game.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah. I mean, the game is not even out yet, and they're getting all hyped up for it. I mean, come on now.
The game is coming out in April, or May.
Yeah.
I mean, April
wait.
And March or April.
Jeez.
Yeah, speaking of which, I don't know if you heard about this, but I was reading on the website, there was women who claimed to be the wives of Rockstar employees.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying how Rockstar treat their employees poorly.
Rockstar Games?
Yeah. They treat their employees horribly, and they pay them low wages, and they curse and, you know, berate their employees.
Wow.
No, and Rockstar in America.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know in the games they treat the woman poorly, you know.
No, not the women, the employees.
Oh, the employees overall, okay.
Yeah, the wives wrote a letter. It was like on the website I read this.
So it's not just women, it's every, like, men too.
It's the wives of the employees that say that their husbands are being treated horribly by the by Rockstar, which is, you know, surprising.
Wow.
Their games make billions of dollars. The GTA games.
Yeah. I love their games.
Yeah, everything. All their games are I mean, they're great.
Me and you, we got all the GTA games.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised when I heard this, because those guys make billions of dollars, and they're being cheap with their employees. They're criticizing them. The only way that they could, you know, the only way that they get treated, better treatment is if they get higher up on the, you know, on the ladder.
Wow.
Other than that, you're going to be treated like crap.
But, like, what are they doing to the employees? Are they working them hard, like slaves or something?
Yeah, that's what the wives of the employees are claiming.
Wow.
That, you know, they don't even have time to spend, you know, they work a bunch of hours, you know, and days over there, and they get no pay.
Oh man, that's messed
up. I was surprised to hear that, because you know how those guys are passionate at Rockstar, you know, the people who make the games.
Yeah.
They always try to make their games better, and of course they always face a lot of controversy because of their, you know, the games are violent.
But damn.
But it's just as, you know, violent and controversial as the movies and TVs that people watch on TV.
But I mean, damn, do you have to treat your employees like that though?
I was surprised when I heard that.
Just to make your games better.
And then I looked at the comments, and there was people that were saying that they were former employees, and they were thinking about whether or not if they should have wrote a letter like that months ago.
Wow.
And that they were glad that, you know, someone actually, you know, people actually put this to light.
Wow.
I was surprised when I read that.
Man.
I think I read that yesterday.
And I've actually, in the past, I've actually seen, like, job postings by Rockstar, too. So if I ever see a job posting to work for Rockstar, I'm just going to ignore it. No, because, I mean, after hearing about this, I mean, how can you work for a company that treats their employees like garbage?
I think especially the Rockstar San Diego one. The San Diego one.
Oh.
The one that I believe is the one that's making the Red Dead Redemption one.
Wow.
I don't know what that's going to do with the production with the games. I assume everything's going as well, as planned.
Well, that's messed up.
But that's crazy how some stuff are, you know, behind the scenes.
I hope they lighten up on employees, man, and treat them better, because I mean, those employees are making you money by making you those great games.
Yeah,
so,
billions of dollars.
So they better, you know, fix that, or
I,
else
I
more employees are gonna come forward and complain, and then, you know, you're gonna be out of business soon.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear, you know,
that's messed
how
up.
Those people are being treated.
Yeah, well, what can you do? I'll still buy their games, by the way, but...
Yeah, I am too.
I mean, this is not going to change my opinion about their games, but, you know, it'll make me rethink. If I ever see a job posting by them, I'm probably going to ignore it next time. I'm not going to send my resume out there.
Hopefully they improve the working conditions.
Yeah, definitely.
If these allegations are true.
Yeah, because that's messed up.
It is.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, still by Nate Robinson, and he lays it up and in.
Oh, the Nick game's going on. Okay.
Yep.
Well, yeah, we'll come back and we'll talk about that. I want to go to break and play a clip. I want to play a Chris Rock clip. And by the way, Comedy Central is airing his HBO special from last year. Or was it 2 years ago, Kill the Messenger?
No, that was from last year, I believe.
From last year, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Comedy Central is airing it tomorrow night at 9. So check that out. So this comedy clip is from his first album, Born Suspect. And the clip I'm about to play is called Your Mother's Got a Big Head. It's a rap song, a rap comedy song. So let me go to it right now and play it.
Sometimes I hate life.
I'm a real man.
Thank you.
white boy with a high top face. Now I'm chilling hard. I used to be poor. You used to tease me when I worked at the store. Now your hands are dead. Your girl's name is Fred, and to top it all off, your mother's got a big head. You want to sign on me? Bet. Your big Marion Barry hair could have had... Yo, first of all, your mother got a Nike tag on her wig and they call her Hair Jordan. Ace of the staff, top pick of the draft. You're so dumb, you fell first grade math. Found quicker than a linen, hit harder than hers. Your mother's so old that she fucked George first. My rhymes are fixed and your rhymes are broken. I drive a bitch, you drive a deuce in a token. You have no friends, you have no wins. Like a skin in a soul trip. You don't fit in, boy. When I was a kid, I used to be plump. But now I'm getting more broke than Donald Trump. You're so broke, you got a bird for a beeper. When it goes off, it goes deep, deep, deeper. Now I'm chilling hard. I used to be poor. You used to tease me when I'm up at the store. Now your dog is dead. You still wear kids and to top it all off. Your mother's got a big head. Big head. I said your mother's got a big head. Big head. I said your mother's got a big head. First of all, your big foghorn, leghorn, belly having, yo. Your mother got an afro so big, when she sat in my car, I had instant tint window. Big head. I said your mother got a big head. Did you hear me?
Your mother's got a big head.
Your mother's
head? Not your mother, Will, by the way. That's the name of the song. Just telling the audience. From Chris Rock's rookie comedy album, Born Suspect. So, what's going on in the Knick game?
They're losing 95-90.
Wait. The Knicks are losing?
Yeah. You know how it is in the Knicks game, you know.
But we are winning during the half. We are up by like 10 or something.
I'm by 11, but you know how it is.
How many points were down?
5.
How many minutes left?
Like about 10, I think. A little over 10.
Okay, so there's still time. The Knicks could come back.
Yeah, they got time.
Yeah. Hopefully we could come back and win, you know. The Knicks, hey, man. The Knicks have been playing real good.
Yeah, they're 15-20.
Yeah, they have a real shot at making the playoffs.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
Especially with how horrible the East is.
Yeah. And you'll be talking more about the Knicks on your show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend.
Right, 6 to 7 p.m.
The number one sports show on Block Talk Radio.
hopefully think so. Check it out.
Tomorrow at 6, every Sunday. Yeah, I'm watching the Cowboy game, and man, this game is over.
Correction, it's 4:59 in the fourth.
Oh, okay.
Game going by fast. I thought that was a little under.
So we need to hurry up and do something then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the Cowboy Eagle game, the Cowboys are leading 34-7. So looks like the Cowboys are going to advance in the next round to play. Who would they play the next round? Maybe the. Man, who would the Cowboys play in the next round? I don't think it would be the Saints. It could probably be the Vikings, maybe.
Maybe. The Knicks just scored a point to cut them into within three.
Oh.
But okay. Looks like Jeffries got foul, made the point and the foul.
Oh.
Hopefully he'll make the free throw. He's been 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Scored 12 points, 6 rebounds. Let's see if
come
he
on,
makes
Nick.
This one. He misses the free throw. Now he's 4 for 5 at the free throw line.
Yeah, I hope we win. We need it.
Hopefully. Gotta play some D.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about some WWE TNA.
Yeah, let's do that.
Man, because I was excited this past Monday night. And if you guys are big wrestling fans, I mean, it was great to see Bret Hart, the return of Bret Hart on Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah.
And although it was exciting to see Bret Hart, I mean, Raw, it was corny. Same matches, Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton. You know, how many times have we seen that? And DX, I mean, it's the same matches. I mean, TNA was just better that night.
Yeah.
It was a 3-hour show. They had former WWE wrestlers like Orlando Jordan. Is his name Orlando Jordan or Orlando Jones?
No, Orlando Jordan.
Orlando Jordan, okay. I'm thinking of that former Mad TV guy.
Yeah.
Orlando Jordan.
They do kind of look alike a little bit. But now Jordan got the braids now.
Yeah, he has and it's gold. He has gold braids.
Yeah.
That looks ugly.
And I didn't know him and Hogan was buddies.
Yeah.
Because he was the guest of honor or something.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's be honest here. You really don't see Hogan around that many black people.
Hey, you never know. I mean,
I'm not saying Hogan is racist or anything, but...
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think Hogan, you know, stays away from the black guys so they won't come, you know, next to Brooke.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he could have been cool with the Junkyard Dog.
That's true.
Beware, for all we know.
That's true.
But yeah, like you said, I don't think I strongly doubt he is.
Yeah, yeah. No, of course. Yeah, I know. Come on. Hogan's not racist.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you have to be honest, though. You don't see him hanging around too many brothers.
But he is, I mean, they are, you know... Different. They have like a 30-year age difference.
Yeah. Orlando Jordan. He looks like I don't know, like a convict, a thug.
He don't sound like one. He don't sound like.
Yeah,
like
he doesn't sound, but he looks like one.
I don't really see that myself personally.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Right.
If you saw him on the street, would you ask him for his autograph?
If I saw him, would I ask him for an autograph?
Would you go up to him and ask him for his autograph?
No. I mean, his biggest moment in WWE was after Ben won, like, less than 30 seconds.
Not only that, the guy, I mean, he could, you know, you never know, he could punch you in your face or something. There's certain people that you could approach. There's certain celebrities you could probably approach on the street.
Yeah.
No, but some celebrities are assholes.
Yeah, of course.
No, I could give you a wrestler that I could approach on the street and he'll say hi. Mick Foley.
Yeah, Mick Foley is a very
he's a nice guy on and off the ring.
Right now he's playing a villain in the TNA, but when you see Mick Foley, you always think of him as his good guy persona.
Yeah.
Have a nice even when he's a bad guy, he says have a nice day. I mean,
But he just looks like a nice guy, you know, in real life too, you know.
He does. And he looks very, you know, because, you know, he's been through a lot of, you know, wrestling wars, you know,
mm-hmm.
been in a lot of hardcore matches.
Yep.
You know, before he came out with the book, you would just think he was just, you know, I don't know, just a crazy dude. You wouldn't think he was, you know, intelligent or, you know, or articulate kind of dude. But,
yeah.
You know, when he speaks into the ring, you know, he kind of has like an eloquence to what he's saying, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fans love him. He got that, you know. He got that.
He's got,
you know,
that, he's
charisma a little bit.
Just a nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice down-to-earth guy. I mean, and I remember seeing a documentary with him in it. Remember that documentary Vince didn't want to air? They didn't want to be
Beyond the
Mat? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I never seen the. I don't know if I've ever seen the whole thing. I probably never seen it before. I've always wanted to see it back in the days.
Yeah, Mick Foley, Jake the Snake,
The Rock.
The Rock. I mean. And then Mick Foley looked like a nice guy in it. I mean, and behind the scenes also. I mean, so he's, I would say he's one of those wrestlers that you could approach on the street and, you know, he'll say hi, he'll sign your autograph for you, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just reminded me. I saw him on TMZ the other day. And I don't even watch TMZ.
Oh, I saw that too, yeah. And he didn't act like a, you know, an asshole or anything.
He didn't be like, hey, get out of my way. I got places to go, people. You know, he was, you know, approachable. You know, he was joking around.
Yeah. I'll tell you one guy that looked, I mean, I could tell you firsthand a guy who would be an asshole if you approach him on the street. Can you guess? Guess which wrestler would be an
John
asshole?
Cena?
John Cena. Remember what I told you what happened that night me and my brother went on, you know, to see Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, that was a shocker because this guy always pretend like he's, you know, the golden boy, you know, a nice guy, you know, a fan-friendly guy.
Yeah.
He fights for the WWE Universe. He promised the WWE Universe he's never going to lose a match until he wins a title.
Yep. He comes
it,
off
it
as fake.
It just made him look like a sore loser.
He's fake.
You know, crying that he lost the title. Dude, it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody loses the title. No one holds the title forever.
Man, let me tell the audience that, that night when I went to see Monday Night Raw at Madison Square Garden with my brother, after Monday Night Raw, we went in the back of the garden where the employees exit, and that's also where the wrestlers were coming out that night. And, you know, some of the wrestlers stopped by to say hi to the fans who were waiting outside, like MVP, Kofi Kingston, the Bella Twins, even Cody Rhodes. The, you know, part of a legacy. He even stopped by to say hi. But the one guy who didn't even, you know, ignore the fans was John Cena. He didn't even acknowledge the fans. He was acting like he was on his cell phone. And then when he came out, he just rushed to his limo. I mean, the guy was an asshole.
Wow. I mean, you never would have thought it.
And before that, before he came out, he was hiding inside. He saw the fans waiting outside, and he waited for a while to come out. So he was being a jerk that night.
Messed up.
I don't know if it was because the fans were booing him that night, because he did get a lot of boos in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Because the garden knows. I mean, the guy, I mean, you know, he is the top star of WWE, but, I mean, the guy only has 5 moves. And his gimmick is whack, man. His rapper world life gimmick, I mean, was way better. I mean, we say that all the time. I mean, when is WWE going to, you know, open their eyes and
turn
back
to
the
villain.
It actually works.
Turn back to the villain, damn it.
Yeah. It works wonders for people, you know.
Yeah.
Like, look at The Rock. When he was Rocky Maivia, you know, he had like a Kofi Kingston, Goody Two-Shoes, smiling all the time kind of persona, and fans didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, fans thought it was too Goody Two-Shoes, but once you give, a wrestler a gimmick that's, you know, similar to their personality, it works.
Right.
I mean, before Stone Cold, you know, became Stone Cold, when he was, you know, when he was a ringmaster, you know, he wasn't, you know, the man, you know.
Yeah.
It's when he changed his persona to Stone Cold. When he was with the Hollywood Blondes, when he was with Brian Pillman.
Yeah.
He wasn't that popular.
You're right.
When he cut his hair, changed his persona to how he is, you know, behind the scenes, that's when people, you know, liked them.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, man. They need to do... I mean, WWE right now, they need to step up their game because TNA is coming after them right now. And I don't know what the ratings were on Monday, but probably, you know, Monday Night Raw probably did better. But the show, the TNA show is much better than Raw. It was way better. So it's going to be a Monday. It looks like it's going to be an old school Monday Night battle between TNA and WWE. Like it was in the old days between WCW and WWF. So
yeah, TNA clearly won the war this week.
Yeah.
When you have huge WWE fans for life admitting that TNA's episode was better than Raw.
Yeah.
You know WWE has serious problems that they need to fix.
Yeah. And
The Bret Hart, the best part was of course was the Shawn Michaels, but they could have had more attention to it.
Yeah, that could have been a little better.
Yeah.
The whole Vince confrontation, that could have been better too. So.
Yeah, the Vince one was anticlimactic because you know there was always rumors that that they were gonna most likely have a feud with Vince.
Yeah.
And in unrelated news, Knicks just fell to the Rockets 105-96.
Yeah.
But
I was excited. I mean, I was excited when Bret Hart came back, though. I was excited to see him. And I hope that, you know, he is going to wrestle Vince because, I mean, even though Bret Hart, he doesn't look like, you know, he could do his old moves, I still want to see him, you know, in the ring at WrestleMania because he still has that, you know, presence about him.
Yeah.
And that aura around him, you know.
And
only certain wrestlers have that.
Yeah. I saw it too, and I started following, wrestling after 2 years after he left. And, you know, the guy, he had one of the, you know, the most classic matches in WWE history.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the WrestleMania 12 against versus HBK at the Iron Man match.
Yep.
Then the following year, he faced Stone Cold.
Yep.
The match that literally brought Stone Cold, you know, to, you know, his popularity.
Yeah, he had some of the most greatest matches you'll ever see. And, you know, like he said, he's the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. And now the Hart Dynasty's claiming they're the best. Come on, please. They haven't even done it. They haven't done anything yet. Come on, pipe down. Mm-hmm.
They have potential, but they haven't won a tag team title yet.
Yeah, come on now. Anyway, I'm gonna go to another clip here. I'm gonna play another Chris Rock clip from his rookie album, Born Suspect. And this clip is called Bus Boys, McDonald's, and Minimum Wage. So let me play that right now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some other stuff.
Oh, man, I did a lot of shit before I got into comedy, man. This should be like a bus boy and shit. Some shit, but bus boy. You know what that means? That means you take the bus home, yeah? No matter what happens, you end up taking the bus home. I did a lot of shit before I got into comedy, man. I used to work at McDonald's. I'm making minimum wage, man. You know what it means when they pay you minimum wage? That means they don't give a fuck about you, okay? They don't care about your Christmas. They don't care if your kids got shoes on. You know, your boss goes, hey, how you doing? You know how the fuck I'm doing. I'm doing bad. That's how I'm doing. How the fuck could I be doing anything with this little bit of money you're paying me? Nah, to make minimum wage, man. You know what it means when they pay you minimum wage? You know what they're trying to tell you? It's like, hey, if I could pay you less, I would. But it's against the law. This shit is crazy, man. She work at McDonald's, man. You ever go to McDonald's and get online, there's a guy in front of you that doesn't have enough money to get anything? Get like 40 cents and he's trying to cut a deal. He says, like, yo, man, check this out, check this out, check this out, man, check this out. Yo, I got 40 cents, right? I got 40 cents. Yo, McNuggets is $1.49, man. Why don't you let me get one McNugget? Yo, can't give me nuggets? I hear that, I hear that, I hear that, I hear that. Yo, check this out, my mellow, my man in the plan, my mellow, my ace in the place, my main ship thing. Check this out, check this out. That hamburger's saying 9 cents, right? Saying 9 cents. Yo, I got 40 cents in my pocket right here, cash money. $0.40 cash money, hamburger, say 9 cents. Why don't you let me get the bun and the pickle? Shit, I used to work making minimum wage, came up to about $200 a week, and then they would take out $50 in taxes. That's a lot of money if you only make $200 a week, man. That's like kicking Wednesday and Thursday in the ass, okay? $50 a week in taxes, man. What do I get for my tax money? Get all the free street light in the world. As far as I'm concerned, give everybody a candle and give my fucking $50 back. Shit, man, I hate taxes. I hate checks. I hate the fact they put two amounts of money on your check. You know what I mean? It's like, this the money you bust your ass all week for, and this is what you're going to get. Why are they showing me this money I ain't getting? You know? Don't show me that shit. Just don't show it. I don't want to know. Don't take off the clothes and don't fuck me. You know what I mean? That's sick, man. Checks, man. Pay all these tax, state tax. I live in the city. Well, then I ain't got to pay city tax. Fine, all fucks. Social Security. Fuck that, Social Security. They should ask you if you want to take that shit, huh? Yeah. A man should come to you and say, dude, would you like us to save money for you when you get old? Nah, I want to finish it now. You don't get the money till you're like 65 or shit. Meanwhile, the average black man dies at like 42. Niggas don't live that long. Niggas don't live to be no 65. Niggas like, oh boy, 64. Hypertension, high blood pressure, crazy white boy, something will get your ass. Shit is nuts, man. White people are fucking crazy. They're actually the most stupid shit, boy. Stupid.
So there you go. It's Chris Rock talking about working at McDonald's, minimum wage, and taxes. So, man, does it look like a lot of young celebrities are dying these days?
Yeah, oh yeah. Casey Johnson, Woody Johnson's daughter.
It seems like all these young celebrities are dropping like flies.
Yeah.
I mean, Casey Johnson, the daughter of Woody Johnson.
Yeah.
The Jets owner, she died. And Brittany Murphy died a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it is. Do you think it's the drugs? They're taking drugs, or?
It looks like it is. I mean, she has history of doing that. And her friends are saying that she hanged out with the wrong people at that time. They were trying to, you know, get her to go to rehab, but she didn't want to, so.
Yeah.
As of right now, it looks like it might be that.
Yeah.
And I also say that I think they said she also had diabetes.
Yeah,
so
I heard that too.
Could have been that too. So.
And I heard the family is mad at Tila Tequila. I don't know why, but.
Her fiance.
Yeah. Bisexuals.
Yeah, it was, you know. Because could you imagine Woody Johnson? I mean. The day after his team clinched the postseason, his daughter dies. I mean,
yeah, that's terrible.
It's messed up.
Yeah. Tila Tequila doesn't look these. I used to think she was real pretty, but now I don't know about her now. She was kind of like she has an ET head. She doesn't look as good as I thought she did.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, have you seen her lately?
Yeah. I don't know, it kind of, I don't know, sometimes it's like that, you know. You know, when you first see somebody, you're like, wow, she's fine. And then after a while, you're like, maybe she's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you think she still is good, or do you think she's just okay looking these days?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I would still, you know. If she had, I would still have sex with her. If she asked me to, I mean, I'm not going to pass that up, but as far as dating her or marrying her, you know, that's out of the question. Yeah, I have much more, I have much more morals than that, you know.
Yeah.
Because you know me, I'm all about morals. I'm all about that.
Hey, that's what we're all about on this show. I'm Max.
Pass the will, everybody.
Hey, you keep showing your morals, you might be called Archbishop Macaulay.
So, man, what's going on in the Knicks game? Are the Knicks up?
Remember, I just updated you like 5 minutes ago. Knicks fell to the Rockets, 105-96.
Oh, we lost?
Yeah, I just said that 5 minutes ago.
Oh, man.
Before the you played the Chris Rock.
Oh, man, that's messed up, man. I thought we were going to win the game.
Yeah, I thought so, too, but they... They didn't play any defense late in the fourth quarter.
Oh, well. Well, I guess you'll talk about that more tomorrow on your Sports Urban Legend show, and that's tomorrow at... Well, you plug it. You plug your show.
6 to 7, Sports Urban Legend, 6 to 7, every Sundays. Check it out.
Yeah.
We're going to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else.
Yeah. Well, it's time to wrap up the show, so I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Well, I'll see you guys on Will's show, because I co-host the show with him. But I'll see you on my show next week, Saturday, 10 or 11. You know, if this time slot is available next week, then we'll be back at 10, if not, next week at 11. So
check your local listing.
Yeah, check your local listing. Or my, the show page, so
right.
So it could be updated. So I'm Mac, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Will Grimamo.
Thanks for having me, again.
No problem, man, anytime. So I'll get to see you guys next week.
See you later.
Peace out.